Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and lyric librarian, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like, wherever you like. You can team up, battle it out, or just play solo. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 1980, here and there. And who am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone who plays from all around the world. And today's shout out goes to our players over in Washington, D.C., USA. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're flying back over 40 years, all the way to the year 1980. To paint the picture, this is the year the Rubik's Cube became an international sensation. The second Star Wars film arrived in cinemas, and television viewers were desperate to know who shot JR. In this round, you'll receive 5 questions all about the music news from the year 1980. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Question 1. In February 1980, Bon Scott, the lead singer of which band, passed away at the age of 33? Question 2. In March 1980, a napkin signed by which singer, known for hits like Hound Dog and Love Me Tender, sold for £500? Question 3. In December 1980, which British rock band, known for their numerical albums, called it quits after the death of their drummer, John Bonham? Question 4. Which music listening device developed by Sony hit the US market for the first time in June of 1980? Question 5. In September 1980, which piano-playing pop star performed for 400,000 fans at New York City's Central Park, finishing the set dressed as Donald Duck? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Here and There. You're about to receive 5 clues about hit songs, all of which have either the word here or the word there somewhere in the song title. 1 point is available for each song title you can correctly guess from the clues. Question 6. Pop star Pink made her mark with this top 10 hit in 2000, her debut single. Question 7. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you might remember this 1989 number one hit ballad by Richard Marx. Question 8. This 1995 single was not only a chart hit for the band The Rembrandts, it was also the theme song of the TV series Friends. Question 9. Eurythmics member David A. Stewart got this song, a 1989 instrumental jazz record with Candy Dolfer, to become a top 20 hit all across the globe. Question 10. This bright track from the Abbey Road album is the Beatles' most streamed song of all time. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue is going to reveal more information, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 7th of October, 1996, in Glasgow, Scotland. Clue 2. I enjoyed singing as a child, listening to the hits of Queen, and I learned to play the guitar whilst I was at school. My passion for singing was unlocked when I sang We Are the Champions at a talent show. Clue 3. I began posting to SoundCloud and YouTube, gaining the notice of record labels and releasing my debut single Bruises in 2017. My cheeky tongue and brash sense of humor also drew attention to me. Clue 4. My UK breakthrough came with the single Grace in 2018, but it was my next single, Someone You Loved, that made me an international star. It would become one of the highest selling songs of all time. Clue 5. I won 2 Brit Awards, and my other hit songs include Before You Go, Forget Me, and Hold Me While You Wait. That is all of our rounds done. We're going to be right back after a break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back, grab the scorecard, and let's kick off with the year 1980. Question 1, AC/DC. Brian Johnson would take over lead vocals to the present day. Question 2, Elvis Presley. The napkin was auctioned off 3 years after his death. Adjusted for inflation, the napkin sold for £2,139 in today's money, or nearly $3,000. Question 3. Led Zeppelin disbanded at the end of 1980. Question 4. The Sony Walkman. The device allowed you to listen to cassette tapes on the move. Question 5. Elton John played the massive show in New York City dressed as Donald Duck. Continuing on to round 2, here and there. You were trying to identify some hit song titles that had either the word here or the word there somewhere in the title. And these are the ones that we were looking for. Question 6. There You Go by Pink. Question 7, Right Here Waiting by Richard Marx. Question 8. I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts. Question 9. Lily Was Here by David Stewart and Candy Dolfer. Question 10. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music star from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Lewis Capaldi. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, and depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Music Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the pod. If you're listening on Spotify, you can vote in the episode poll right now or leave us a comment. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can come and play some extra games with us, like Smash or Trash or Emoji Song Quiz. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me, and we hope to see you again for another round of trivia.